There is this convention in biology that says before a species can be declared extinct, one must wait 50 years after a last sighting. But some animals have such small distributions that their extinction is quickly obvious. Such was the case with the Atitlan grebe that inhabited only one place on Earth, Lake Atitlan in the Guatemalan highlands. This nearly flightless bird likely had been cruising the waters of Lake Atitlan since before the last ice age. But as Tim Flannery explains in the latest installment of our series, A Gap in Nature, a number of factors led to the bird's demise.
The Atitlan grebe was smaller than its distant cousin, the loon. Until about 1965, this dark-coloured bird had a relatively stable population of around 800. But soon after that, both small and largemouth bass were introduced into the lake, and these voracious predators ate so many crabs and fish that little was left for the grebe. By 1975, the grebe population had plummeted by 75%, and although a conservation program was mounted to try to save the birds, other changes were afoot that would destroy them. The birds' breeding habitat was being removed by reed cutters. To add insult to injury, the lake was being invaded by another competitor, a smaller, related bird known as the pied-billed grebe. In the late 1970s, researchers surveyed how many Atitlan grebes were left by playing a recording of the nighttime breeding call of the male. Any male Atitlan grebe hearing this call would respond, and from that, scientists should have been able to determine the number of breeding pairs still left. The trouble was, the calls of the pied-billed and Atitlan grebes were very similar. What's worse, the researchers didn't even know that pied-billed grebes had invaded the lake. So the rosy results of the sound survey made it seem like there was a healthy population of Atitlan grebes. That is, until one day, when the researchers approached some of the birds, which to their horror, flew away. The scientists realised that they had been counting the wrong birds, not the flightless Atitlan, but its smaller, flighted, pied-billed relative. Unlike the Atitlan grebe, the invading pied-billed grebe found the degraded lake much to its liking, and by the mid-1980s, it was breeding there year-round. It may even have mated with the Atitlan grebe, producing hybrids. In any case, by 1989, just two pairs of giant Atitlan grebe inhabited the lake, and none have been seen since.
Tim Flannery is author of A Gap in Nature, Discovering the World's Extinct Animals. To see a picture and hear the call of the Atitlan grebe and other ex-animals, go to our website, livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org.